Kevin Muldoon's on the ball here. Good tackle from the Derry man, but Donegal still have possession through Calvin McLaughlin. He sends it out far right. This is looks to be a good passage of play. That's the lively Shane Callan on the ball. Will he go for a score? And he goes for a score, and it's over the bar, and that is Donegal out into the lead from the lively Shane Callan. What a score out in the right hand side, ably assisted of course from Kevin Muldoon. Second half substitute on here on for the Donegal lads this afternoon. Surely the time will be up, and Shane Murphy, the referee, will blow this up now once Jack McCloy sends this ball out. That would leave it Donegal 1-12, Derry 1-11. There goes the full-time whistle. What an absolute dream of a finish by Gary Boyle's side. The Donegal side, it is them who go through to the semi-final. That'll be a home match, a really entertaining game of football this afternoon. The sides, of course, went in at half-time all square. Donegal 1-6, Derry 1-6. The second half started with plenty of intensity. Derry won the throw-up, and within the first minute, Cody Rocks was fouled, allowing Jared Dillon to calmly convert and put the home side a point ahead. Derry looked sharp early on, and 3 minutes in, Tommy Rogers took a smart mark, converted from distance on the left, edging Derry 2 points clear. Donegal struggled to hold on to possession at that stage, with Finn McIldowney winning a key turnover for Derry, although they couldn't make it count immediately. Donegal's attempt to respond weren't coming off. Max Campbell had a 2-pointed effort go wide, and a similar effort from Calvin McLaughlin, the midfielder, also missed slightly to the left and wide. But Donegal boy landed a 2-point free to bring the sides level just past the midway point of the second half. The game had certainly heated up, with Donegal captain Finbar Rorty picking up a yellow card for a late challenge on Derry's Tommy Rogers. Derry had a golden opportunity for a goal when Cahir Spears mishit a close range effort, letting Donegal off the hook. But overall, Derry have looked more composed in the early period of the first quarter of the second half. With 8 minutes remaining though in the second half, the score remained 1-8-8 apiece. The deadlock was broken in the 23rd minute of the second half when Derry's Blaine McDade struck a fine point, their first score since the 3rd minute of the second half, and put them a point ahead. Donegal, however, weren't finished. With 3 minutes left, Tomás Carr converted a 2-pointer free. Then Kevin Muldoon added another to edge of visitors here. Donegal 2 points in front, and Donegal were desperately trying to hang on to possession as a thrilling contest was coming to the end. And just as you joined me there at 1-11 apiece, a Donegal rally led to Shane Callaghan picking up his third, and a very vital score it was for Gary Boyle's side there in the end, a point on the right hand side to edge Donegal into the lead. So it finishes up in Celtic Park here, Donegal 1-12, 1 point ahead with Derry 1-11.